We are doing the Meiri Seder HaKabbalah, and the Meiri had concluded a long discussion about Moshe's prophecy, comparing Moshe to Bilam, explaining to us how exceptional Moshe was. And then the Meiri continues to the passing on of the tradition. Behu aya alav shalom, and he may rest in peace, Moshe Rabbeinu, moser haTorah v'sodoteh u'fikudeh v'gnazeh. He gave over the Torah, its secrets, its commandments, its gnazeh is another word for the secret treasures. He passed all of that, all those different aspects of the Torah, he passed on the Aaron, Lelazar, Lepinchas, Yoshua, Lazkinim, Hanemar Alehem, Esvali, Shevim, Ish, Mizikne, Israel, Vilecholam. He gave over the Torah to Aaron, to Elazar, that's Aaron's son, who was Kohen Gadol after him, to Pinchas, who was Aaron's grandson, Elazar's son, Yoshua, and the elders about whom the Torah says, gather for me 70 elders. And also he passed on the Torah to the whole nation. This is what our sages taught and tractated Eruvin. Ketzad Seder Mishnah. The Talmud over there discusses how did the Mishnah go. So Moshe got the Torah, he taught it to Aaron, and Aaron stood it aside, and then he taught it to I don't remember the order there. Va'olem Divrahim. And what we come out with over there is Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom hayam kabel ta mitzvah im kol perushah v'inyaneh. Moshe received the mitzvah with all its explanations, all the different concepts of the mitzvah. V'ayab kotev b'mitzvah Hashem ikar ha-mitzvah v'atzmuta b'torah shebichtav. And Hashem told him to write the essence of the mitzvah in the written law. U'beyura, but the explanation, all the details of the mitzvah, that hayam elamed al peh, he would teach by heart. That's the concept of the oral law. כמו שאומר דרך משל, משה עליו השלום כתב בתורה עיקר מצוות הסוכה. So let's take an example, he says. We'd say Moshe wrote in the Torah the essence, the fundamental point that you have to have a sukkah. והוא עניין, that's what the Pasuk teaches us, בסוכות תשבו. Sit in sukkahs for 7 days. Okay, now, what are those sukkahs? All the details of the laws. But the concept that a sukkah lemala mechaf ama or lemata miut tefachim above 20 ama, less than 10 tefach, is disqualified. The shiur ha'orech va'rochav, how long does it have to be? How wide does it have to be? It doesn't say that in the Torah. Ve'chiyuv ve'apatur, who is obligated to sit in sukkah, who is not. Ve'gud ve'lavud ve'dofen akuma, how much of a space is okay? How much do you consider the wall to be continuing? What's called good. If you have a little bit of the ceiling still left over where the schach begins, we consider it as though that's the wall that's tilted. Really, it's not. Really, it's part of the ceiling. You could have a little bit of ceiling, and that's what's called the dofen akuma. What do you use for schach? What do you use for the roof of the sukkah? And what can't be used? And similar details. Hayam elamed al peh. All of that he taught by heart. That was taught. It wasn't written. Klomar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva basukah, ve'en sukah ala v'derech zeh. Meaning, he would say, God commanded us to have a sukkah, and the sukkah means, he'd give us all the details, but he didn't write that in the Torah. Ve'chen bekulam. And that's how it went with all the mitzvahs. V'ayah seder limudo kach. And this is how he'd do the learning. This is what the Talmud says over there in Eruvit. First he teach Aaron. Then נכנסין אלעזר ויתמר ולמדה להם במעמד אהרון. Then Elazar and Isamar would come in. He teach it a second time to Elazar and Isamar, Aaron's two children, while Aaron was standing there. ואחריהם, and after he taught it to them too, נכנסין הזקנים, the elders came in ולמדה להם במעמד אהרון ובניו. He teach it a third time to the elders, while Aaron and his children were sitting by. And after them, whoever wanted would come in, and Moshe would teach it a fourth time. He teach it a fourth time, and Aaron was there, Elazar and Isamar were there, and the elders were there. Aaron would end up hearing it from Moshe three times, his sons twice. I'm sorry, Aaron would hear it four times, once to himself, the second time to his two sons, the third time to the elders, the fourth time to all of Israel. Then his sons heard it three times. The elders heard it twice. All of Israel heard it once from Moshe. And then Aaron would leave. And then the Az Hayam Moshe Yotze. I'm sorry, Moshe would leave. The Aaron Lamed Lekulam Pam Achad. And then Aaron would teach it one more time. So now everyone there, Aaron's sons, heard it twice, three times from Moshe, once from Aaron. Aaron heard it four times from Moshe. Then Moshe left. His sons heard it three times from Moshe, and then one time from Aaron. Then Aaron left. And then his two sons would repeat it another time. Right? They'd heard it three times from Moshe, one time from Aaron. They taught it, now the elders heard it twice from Moshe, once from Aaron's sons. Then the two sons left. And then the elders would teach the nation. So then the nation heard it four times. Turns out everyone heard it from someone else four times. Aaron heard it from Moshe four times. His children three times from Moshe, once from Aaron. The elders heard it twice from Moshe, once from Aaron, once from his kids. And the nation heard it. They heard it once from Moshe, once from Aaron, once from his kids, once from the elders. Yoshua, oh, where's Yoshua in this whole picture? We got to move on in tradition. Yoshua is the next leader. You know Yoshua never left the tent. So he's like Aaron. Aaron had to be called in. Yoshua was always there. So Yoshua heard it four times. He was already standing there. And Pinchas, he came in with Aaron's kids, the next generation. Pinchas is Elazar's son. When Aaron's kids came in, Pinchas came in. Why is that so important? Because after Yeshua, Pinchas is the leader. So when you're going in the order of tradition, Pinchas, who's the leader after Yeshua, he heard it from Moshe still. He was there, he heard the whole Torah twice from Moshe. Ve'etziknuto ve'bit le'achrito be'kiruv ketzen oshuto. Moshe took a look and he realized that he would have the end that human beings have. He recognized that there would be an end. Masal sodot ha'torah v'alichotei im kol inyanei torah she'be'al pe li'Yoshua. He gave over the secrets of the Torah, the ways of the Torah, all the concepts of the Torah, and all the oral law, he gave it over to Yoshua. And at the end of the 40 years from when we left Egypt, that was 2,000 years, 2488. Right? We left Egypt 2448. Now we're holding the year 2488. It was the day of Shabbos, Bishat HaMincha. It was Mincha time. Na'ala Anan Kvodo, V'niral Pnei Hashem V'yashav Sham Ad Olam. Moshe's cloud went up, so to speak. He went to be before Hashem, and he remained there forever. So Moshe passes away Shabbos afternoon. The year is 2488. And now Yoshua takes over, and tomorrow night we'll pick up with Yoshua, and now it's going to go much quicker, right? Moshe, we spend a long time on. Yoshua, and then the elders and the judges, now it starts picking up pace. There's less to say about everyone.